with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has issued a proclamation after the killing of conservative Salem talk show host Charlie Kirk. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
To honor the memory of Charlie Kirk, the president ordered flags be flown at half staff until sunset on Sunday. Flags were immediately lowered at the White House, where the president had announced the death of his political ally. Donald Trump described Kirk as a great guy from top to bottom and as someone who understood the heart of the youth in America better than anyone. The president also wrote online, "Charlie, we love you." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Reaction is coming in from other people who have been the victims of political violence. Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, a Louisiana Republican, was shot at practice for a charity baseball game involving members of Congress in the Virginia suburbs in 2017. The man who attacked Scalise had grievances against Trump and Republicans and was later fatally shot by police. Scalise asked people on the social media platform X to please join me in praying for Charlie Kirk's family after this senseless act. Josh Shapiro, the Pennsylvania governor, a Democrat, and potential national candidate, was evacuated with his family from the governor's mansion earlier this year after a man broke into the building and set a fire that caused significant damage. Quote, "We must speak with moral clarity," Shapiro wrote on X. "The attack on Charlie Kirk is horrifying, and this growing type of unconscionable violence cannot be allowed in our society." Pastor Samuel Rodriguez says our hearts and prayers are with the entire Kirk family as we grieve for the death of Charlie Kirk. This is SRN News. Another medical facility gets out of the transgender business. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
MultiCare Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma, Washington will no longer give kids puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The hospital does not and will not perform sex change operations on children either. Mary Bridge is just the latest in a growing group of medical facilities that are quitting transgenderism under threat from President Trump, who says he will take away their federal funding if they don't stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, even in the U.S., a growing number of Jews are buying guns. There are even Jewish gun clubs springing up around the nation. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports one of them, Locks and Loaded, opened its first club in Chicago and now has 15 of them across the country, including in Florida, Texas, and Illinois. This is SRN News. A federal court says Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook can keep her job at least for now.
Last month, Trump said he was firing Cook over allegations raised by one of his appointees that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook's lawyers have argued her firing was unlawful because presidents can only remove Fed governors for cause. That's typically meant inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance while in office. The allegations involve Cook's purchase of two properties in 2021 before she joined the Fed. Trump's repeatedly criticized the traditionally independent Fed and Chair Jerome Powell for being too slow to lower interest rates. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has advanced in Tuesday's preliminary election. She'll face Josh Kraft. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.